The entire story of Stephen Sondheim and George Firth's company playing at San Francisco Playhouse through September 12th takes place in a few seconds in the mind of the lead character, Bobby, as he contemplates his upcoming 35th birthday party, his married friends, and his own lack of a committed relationship. Back in 1970, when the show premiered on Broadway, nobody had ever seen anything like it. There's really no story, no plot, just that contemplation of marriage and relationships set in a vibrant, to-the-moment, contemporary New York City. The show created a new genre, the concept musical. The fact that musicals these days can revolve around pretty much anything and can go anywhere is most likely due to this particular show's success. It loosened the standards for what a musical can do and say. In addition, Company marked the first of eight musicals that would establish Stephen Sondheim as the preeminent musical theater composer-lyricist of the last half of the 20th century. While many have tried, nobody has quite matched the brilliance and combined intricacy of Sondheim's words and melodies, and Company shows him at the top of his game. Each song is a gem. But it's a difficult show to pull off because of that intricacy. However, this San Francisco production has done itself proud. Leading the way in the difficult role of Bobby is Keith Pinto, who nails it, particularly during the final solo, Being Alive. Along with Stephanie Prentice as Joanne, Elaine Stritch's signature role in the original, who puts her own stamp on Ladies Who Lunch, and SF Playhouse stalwart Monique Hafen, whose tour de force performance of Not Getting Married stops the show. Susie D'Amelano's direction stands out, as does the choreography by Kimberly Richards, performed beautifully by the entire cast. The song and dance opening the second act, Side by Side by Side, is a knockout. Kudos also to the set design by Bill English and Jacqueline Scott. Now the downside. In 2006, for a Broadway revival, one song was added, Marry Me a Little, all to the good, but some lines were changed to update the show, along with the use of cell phones. That's a problem, because the attitudes in Company toward marriage, relationships, aging, and recreational drugs keep the show firmly set as a 70s period piece, and the revisions come out as jarring. Hopefully, Sondheim will abandon them for future productions, but we shall see. In the meantime, Company is still a great show, and for fans of Broadway musicals, this production is a must-see. Company plays at SF Playhouse in San Francisco through September 12th. For more information, you can go to their website, sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.